What is up? My name is Kevin Wu, and I'm an online fitness coach who helps men in their 20s lose weight and get abs for the first time through mindset, nutrition, and training. That's enough about me. Let's get right into today's episode.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the Live to Inspire podcast. Today, I talk about the magic of motivation. We all have our moments of motivation itself, whether that is from watching a YouTube video, getting a speech, or just New Year's resolutions. Motivation comes and goes, but like, how do you keep going after this happens? Let's find out.
What is going on, you beautiful people? So, welcome to the Live to Inspire podcast. Hope you guys had an absolutely amazing weekend over there. I absolutely did. I got some surgery over here too as well. Pretty much 2 days ago, I got surgery. And yeah, so I am feeling great. It's still definitely still a little bit numb from the surgery. Still feeling it, feeling a bit swollen. So with that being said, we're going to go talk about the topic of stop trying to be motivated. Because a lot of guys have this problem of, let's just say, getting towards that weight loss goal, finally losing 20 pounds, seeing it as the first time in life, is because of this, right? Now, I've been guilty of this in the past too as well, of just kind of waiting for these motivation kind of bouts. Now, with that being said, like, the motivation kind of comes and goes, right? Watch a motivational video, and then you're like, okay, I'm ready to go. Or let's just say your friend gives you a little talk and stuff. He tells you how to, like, how he lost like 30 pounds with his new diet. And you're like, oh my God, this is the thing. This is what I've been waiting for. Like, it's all I've been, like, waiting for my whole life. Okay, and now I'm gonna start this diet and so for excited. Or let's say New Year's comes around, right? New Year's itself. And then you're like, okay, it's New Year's. I'm motivated now. It's New Year's resolutions. I'm going to finally make this change the first time in my life, right? Or really take it to that next level, right? Just waiting for these small periods of time and being like, hey, now's the time, right? But the truth was, this saying, it's like the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. Now, the next best time to plant a tree is right now. And that rings a bell with me so many freaking different ways, because that is so true, right? Obviously, if you got started like 20 years ago itself, maybe a lot further ahead, right? Guaranteed you'd be at your weight loss goal. But now, the next best time is now. Next best time is now. Not tomorrow, not next week, it is now, right? Your motivation itself comes and goes. It's like this little roller coaster, right? Some days you feel motivated when you wake up, and then like all of a sudden you don't. Like, I heard from my friend, like, I was talking to my buddy on the phone the other day too as well, and like, he was doing good in the gym, and then all of a sudden one day he just woke up, and then like, he was supposed to work out in the morning, and then he just slept his alarm, slept in for a little bit longer, and then he ended up doing his workout later on, but like, he didn't feel motivated, right? And he asked me, it's like, how do you kind of get through that? And I'm like, the truth is, you have to have this drive. You have to have to stay disciplined, right? Because obviously those things right there, you're not relying on this external source itself. Maybe it's like motivation video, it's a speech, this little thing that temporarily kind of gives this boost to push you to that next level for that day. Now, with that being said, if you keep doing that, let's say listen to a motivational video every single day, get the spark of interest, yeah, it can help you out. It can help you a little bit. I'm not saying not to do it, like not to listen to any of that stuff at all. But what I'm saying is, you guys are relying on this motivation, right? Now, relying on the motivation itself is not going to help you out. You have to go have this drive within yourself, right? Have this drive, have this passion towards that goal, right? You have to be driven to lose that 20 pounds to get your abs, right? And now, a lot of you guys ask, like, maybe it's like, well, how do I find this drive within me? Why? And one of the things I like to kind of do is finding my why, right? Because a lot of you guys, let's say, when you guys want to lose 20 pounds, first thing you think about is like, oh, I just want to look better, feel better, right? Now, that's not going to motivate you, right? If you kind of ask yourself, like, why itself, and really kind of dig through that bullshit itself, that fluff reason, it's like there's always a deeper reason, right? Maybe it's because you're sick and tired of every time you go to the restaurant itself and you go, you know, walk in, you feel like being judged for being that fat person, and people are thinking you're just going to order a lot of food and you eat a lot of food. And maybe it's just every time you wear like a white t-shirt itself, you feel your belly's protruding out and everyone's kind of looking at you, right? Maybe it's because that you yourself, you're kind of raising up to become like maybe a parent, and then you realize that like if you don't change yourself now, then you're gonna be that parent that's not gonna be able to run up with the kids or something like that. Maybe it's because you yourself, you run up a pair of like stairs, something like that, and now you're all panting. And now every time your buddies ask you to go out, you don't want to go out, even though you do want to go out, but like you're insecure about your body and you don't want to be that person. Maybe like swore to your buddies too as well, because you don't want to be the last person kind of always losing all those things, panic for breath and having to be like caught up with, right? Those are all some reasons themselves, right? Those can be some strong reasons, right? But there's always probably something even stronger than that. So your motivation comes and goes. Your motivation comes and goes, right? I feel like if I can motivate some days, I feel dumb, right? Like everybody thinks that I want to work out 24/7 all the time. And the truth is, like, I don't. I have those periods of times, especially as I'm in my bodybuilding competition. The last thing I want to do is do my workout. And I mean, actually, that's a lie. The last thing I really want to do is do my cardio sessions. That's probably it. It's like those cardio sessions feel like forever. And I was doing like 2 hours a day at the very, very peak of it. My, what we call my peak weeks. My very last week, it's literally 2 hours a day of cardio. And like, I don't like cardio in the first place. And like, so doing 2 hours of cardio a day when you're super depleted, so low energy, it's last thing I want to do on earth. But I got done, right? I wasn't waiting for the motivation to come, right? I wasn't waiting for the motivation to come because, best believe me, I had like zero fucking motivation at the very end of it, right? It was all discipline, right? It was all me just being like, hey, you got to get this shit done. Or hey, me in my head, when I was about like waking up, I'm like, I really don't want to do this. Is I literally just count down the second that I was like, oh shit, I said I really don't want to do this. I like count down my head. I'm like 3, 2, 1, and I get up, right? Now, if you guys had to do this for yourself, that's a little tactic I do. You have to get up because like, let's say you don't obey that rule. You say 3, 2, 1, you don't obey it. It's like, oh, okay, Kevin said do 3, 2, 1, and I should magically get up, right? That's not going to work if you guys don't get up, right? You have to make that a habit, right? And let's say you don't do it the first time, second time. Well, next time you try to do it again, you're not going to do it because, like, in the past, you haven't done it. But now, the reason why it kind of works, I guess, maybe too as well personally on me is because, I guess, in the past, like, you know, every time there's, like, a race, something that, or every time, like, you're like, yep, like, you know, people count down, do that countdown thing. It's something's going to happen after, right? Which is why, I guess, instinctively, our body's going to want to kind of do something more than or not, right? So with that being said, this time you're doing it for yourself and somebody's not counting down for you, you got to do it. You got to do it. But it's probably going to work a little bit more than some other tactics. So just because that instinctiveness from kind of growing up from a past, right? If something always kind of happening after the one, right? Maybe it's a race, you start going, you start running. Maybe it's just, I don't know, playing musical chairs, something like that. When you're younger, and then they get started. Just something like that, right? And then it's like very competitive. But with that being said, that's something I do. So you guys have to find the reasons to stay driven, right? Because if someone's driven, you can usually see in their eyes, right? Let's just say someone really, really, really wants something, right? You can usually tell. You can just tell from the person that really it's like driven. You can see in their eyes and you don't want to get in the way, right? You don't want to get in the way because you're going to hit that goal no matter what. Versus that person that's like, okay, I kind of want this, but I kind of don't. You can usually tell, right? You're like, eh, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen, right? So now you guys want to be that one that's driven. That's like, holy shit, I don't want to get in this guy's way. I'm losing that 20 pounds to get his abs because like, holy shit, there's no stopping this guy, right? You want to have that. And when you talk to as well, you can probably tell, right? Like the person that's like driven, it's like, I'm going to fucking lose 20 pounds no matter what. Right? It's the other person that's like, I'm going to lose 20 pounds, right? You can tell in my tone of voice, right? Like, you know, who really wants it, who doesn't. You have to be that person that's driven, right? You can't be that person that's like just waiting for that motivation to come. Be like, oh yeah, let's get started. Okay, I'm not feeling so great. Let's kind of sleep in today. Let's go skip that. Okay, let's go eat out today. Let's go wait. Right? Now, a lot of times too, let's just say during the day, maybe that motivation kind of dies. In the morning, you have higher motivation, then you're like, kind of, it dies itself. Something you can't do is remind yourself of your goals again, right? Because like all these things are happening throughout life every single day from a 24-hour period, right? Maybe you're not thinking about your goals 24/7, losing that 20 pounds to your abs. So you guys have to like bring it back, right? Change your phone screen background. Make like a little countdown of something, like maybe an event you want to look good for, right? Remind yourself of that goal because a lot of times it kind of slips up in our head. And let's just say we're going about days, maybe we get stressed out. Maybe we're just bored and we go want to kind of bored eat itself. It's like you pull up that goal, you go stare it right in the face and be like, oh shit, this is what I'm working towards. So Coach Kev is signing out. Stop trying to be motivated. Start being driven. Let's do it.
That is the ending of today's episode of the Live to Inspire podcast. If you learned something today, then make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss out on an episode. Also, if you leave a written review on this podcast, that'd be greatly appreciated because that pushes this podcast to more people just like you. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Live to Inspire podcast, the number one podcast for men in the 20s trying to lose weight and get abs the first time. My mission is to inspire others to be the best version of themselves through fitness. So if you guys are tuning into this episode and want to lose weight and get your abs showing for the very first time, then DM me the words abs on Instagram at KevinWu_. That is KevinWu_. And we'll have a chat whether or not I can help you out lose that weight to get your abs showing for the first time.